Show, and here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the Detroit debate fallout. First, Tulsi Gabbard has become the focus of much liberal and Democrat wrath. Plus, she crushed one of the favorites at the party, Kamala Harris, by exposing her less than flattering record as California AG. We'll get to that. Number two, second, Michigan voters don't seem impressed with old Joe Biden. Old being the operative word in this sentence. It seems the many mishaps and missteps have brought into focus the old gray man. He ain't what he used to be. We'll talk about that. And number one, President Trump back on the road last night, back into campaign form. He strode into Cincinnati, Ohio, which is exactly where we are broadcasting live from today. In front of thousands of red hat wearing supporters, he took on the usual suspects, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, the media, and looked like a guy ready to win another term. So welcome to it. Here we are live on the road. I'm looking down over Cincinnati, Ohio. And Ivy and I have had the opportunity to go on the road and see a lot of these different events dating back to 2015. When we decided the best way to talk to you about what was going on in the world is to go out and visit the world once in a while, not stay holed up in a cave somewhere and not hide in our studio. The best thing to do is to get out among the people and see what's going on and make sure that we can tell you what's happening. And so last night's event at the U.S. Bank Arena, I can tell you this, was the biggest, rowdiest, loudest, most packed we've seen an event for Donald Trump, I think maybe since the beginning. Ivy's here with me. As I said, we're here in Cincinnati from the official Michigan Talk Network, Ohio studios, I guess.
The MTN On the Cell. Road studio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Ivy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I had to make a coffee run there. There was no coffee in our Airbnb, and that was a bit stressful driving through downtown Cincinnati, but I managed it.
And don't worry. It was more stressful here, and the people hearing about me complained that there was no coffee in the Airbnb. Now, you and I have made a living going to these Airbnbs. You usually find great ones, which is what I told the folks, by the way. And usually they're great. This one came up short on the car. It's going to be something in the notes that we
leave.
Well,
I mean, the place is nice. We have a beautiful view of downtown, just minutes from the arena. Very convenient to get to yesterday. The event was, as you mentioned, I think if we had like a decibel reader, it was so loud you could feel everyone screaming in your body, you know, and it just gets so loud. You do feel that.
It wasn't quite like seeing The Who at the Pontiac Silverdome back in the day, but it was loud. I mean, it was 125. I mean, it was really loud.
A very enthusiastic crowd. I really think that the feeling of enthusiasm is huge. And every event that we have been to, even in the small, when we had gone into Greenville, North Carolina, that even that venue being very small, much more intimate, still a lot of positive, excited, enthusiastic people.
People who don't seem to be the least bit concerned. They're not the least bit concerned about the accusations of racism. And when we were at the Greenville, North Carolina event, of course, the send her back chant that went through the crowd that became big news there for the next, well, it still is. They're still talking about it. The media wants to make that something that it's not. But numerous people we spoke to and other news reports, do you think Donald Trump's racist? No.
Well, actually, there was about a dozen folks last night, some black folks that had these shirts that says, no, we don't believe that Trump and Republicans are racist.
Yeah, they're not. And you put that out on Twitter. So you tweeted that out and said, what kind of response will I get? Well, I saw this morning that people like Soledad O'Brien, former CNN anchor and so forth, said, if you have to have, you know, your token, basically your token black people. She didn't use that term, but she might as well have. If you have to have about a dozen black people saying you're not racist, you probably are racist. I mean, really?
So
even having black people saying you're not racist means you're racist. It doesn't matter. and so honestly, you know, we have all sorts of people in our family. We have Hispanic people, black people, all in our family. And we've asked them about this. Do you experience racism? And as a general rule, they say no. You know, one person said, yeah, we finally experienced it in Mississippi, coming from the black family, coming the other direction.
Correct. Yeah. And that was the experience that they had, but never the other way around. And, you know, we think about these things because the media puts it in our face every day. But I just not something that I think about, you know, when I encounter someone. Oh, do you think I'm racist or are you racist? This just is not the way that I'm programmed.
And you're Hispanic. I mean, yeah. You're supposed to be. You're a woman of color. Are you offended by Donald Trump?
Not at all. I actually think I like the man pretty well. I mean, he says a lot of, you know, crazy things and a lot of things that people find very disrespectful. But, you know, I like that he's no BS. And
he's
I
genuine.
Like, yeah, I like that. And I think that a lot of people are seeing the media for what they are and that a lot they're just not being honest about it. And people know.
Well, let me ask you about something else that we were talking about on the drive here to Cincinnati yesterday. And so we'll go to the Democrat side. Okay, so Donald Trump's accused of being a racist every time he says anything about just about everything. But hold on. I want to get to this other thing that's important. Joe Biden meets Kamala Harris center stage to start debate number two. And he comes out and says, take it easy on me, kid. And apparently this is demeaning. This is degrading.
I don't even know how you get that. How do you come to that conclusion when it's just a fun thing to say? Hey, take it easy on me, kid. You know, I know last time you kicked my butt. So
yeah, you whooped on me pretty good. So take it easy on me, kid. But somehow
it's
this is
a jovial thing to do.
It's a polite and it breaks the ice type thing.
Yeah, I don't know if she actually believes that or like her lemmings are like saying that. I don't know. But
when
it's
you say her lemmings, do you mean the people of the media? I just wonder.
I mean the people that are around her working with her saying, you know, trying to drive the rhetoric or whatever. You know, it's just I think it's crazy. And ridiculous.
You wonder, you know, you've got these media organizations. They all have their fact checkers and so forth that are, you know, scouring as things go on. They scour it. Is this true? Is that not true? I wonder if they also have somebody back in a room somewhere that's watching the victim meter. Oh my gosh, we could be a victim here. Okay, he said
ding,
he
ding,
called
ding,
her
ding,
kid.
Ding.
We okay, he just victimized her. He's 76, she's 54. He called her a kid. Can you believe? Most people I know, women especially, this is going to be in trouble. They like it when people think that they're younger, and so when you flatter them by saying you look younger, hey kid, how you doing? Oh, you called me kid. I appreciate that. I mean.
Or you get ID'd, you know, and you're age, 50.
one of my habits in life, when I shake somebody's hand, I don't care. How you doing, young man? And I'll say that to people that are significantly older than this. Hey,
oh,
man,
sure.
You made my whole day. I appreciate it. You called me young man. I do that a lot. It's just something that it's a way to say, hey, small talk, how you doing? I say, hey, young
exactly.
man, how you? And I say that to 7-year-olds and 70-year-olds.
Right.
Or 80. And it doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter.
But if I said it in front of the CNN crowd, I'm sure.
I have, you know, I am 55 and I, darn it, you need to call me mister.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. I just find it ridiculous. But, you know, honestly, if you look back at, if you do any research about Donald Trump, he has hired the way that he has his hiring practices and things like that. I mean,
women and minorities throughout his entire career.
It doesn't matter
right.
who it is.
He hires the best person.
It's the best person for the job.
And the best person for the job is the person that can take the most noise and nonsense and put up with him. I mean, let's be honest.
Well,
I mean,
there
he's
is
not
some
easy.
Degree.
No way
of that.
He's easy to work for.
No, not at all. I mean, he has very strict, hard, you know, guidelines, and it's going to be very difficult to work for.
Demanding, very much. That means 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
That's all that means.
Steve's giving me like hand signals. I'm going, what are you saying? I'm not understanding.
Yeah. I'm going to talk. I would do hand signals on the radio. Anyhow, 14 after. It's a Friday. Great job, Ivy. Thanks for the coffee.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today. at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org for